used to identify people.
Now, Helen, you're a marine biologist. Isn't there a bit of controversy about how long whales can live for out there in the field?
I think so. I mean, the problem is getting hold of them and figuring out a way to age them in the first place. It's a big sea. They're big animals, but it's, you know, a big space for them to be swimming around in. So actually getting hold of them is tricky. But yeah, there is some debate about it, yeah.
Because scientists reckon they've got a massive lead in this area in the recent history in the last couple of weeks or so, because there's a group of people called the Inupiats, and they are native Alaskan fishermen. They live up in North Alaska, and they're allowed to catch a small number of whales every year for subsistence reasons. In other words, they can catch whales. They're not allowed to do it commercially, because of course whaling commercially is banned, but they can then catch a small number of whales and distribute the meat amongst members of their villages. And when they caught one whale recently, as a big bowhead whale up in North Alaska, they found embedded in the side of this whale a structure called a bomb lance. Now, what's interesting is this was invented to help whalers catch whales in the 1800s. And conveniently, this one was patented and it had a date on it. And they handed this over to scientists, and the scientists see the date says 1880. Now, if you look at the history of whaling, whalers wouldn't go for anything under a year old. So this must have been a yearling or older, this whale, which means in 1880, when it was initially skewered by this thing, which obviously didn't kill it, just obviously stuck into it, it must have been at least 1 year old. So that means this whale, when it was caught, was 130.
That's awesome. So the one that got away told us a lot about how old whales can actually be.
Yeah, it's a shame it needed to die to do it, but it's intriguing to think that these animals can live that long.
It's absolutely fantastic. I just think it could be just the tip of the iceberg. Who knows?